Good Monday morning, beloved. Today is March the 11th, and it is 9:21. We are back to seek God's face and to know His heart. It's the start of a new week. I'm excited about the things that are coming down the pipe for the kingdom and for what God has planned for this week and what He has already ordained for you and me to walk in. Amen. Last night, we had the North Georgia Revival, the 57th week, and Pastor Don Allen from the church at War Hill did a wonderful job talking about marked by the water and how Moses was marked by the water. If you're interested in listening to that sermon, feel free to send me a message or comment, and I'll be sure to get you the link so you can go back and listen to that sermon. It was absolutely wonderful. Many, many people came to be baptized and to experience the presence of God. So got home late. That's why we're a little later this morning, but we're here, and that's all that matters. We are continuing our Bible plan that we've been reading on the 10 habits of intimacy with God. And the first day we learned about finding a sit place with God, making sure that you have a quiet place and a place that's designated just to seek His face and to know His heart. For some of you, it may be your closet. Maybe it's your prayer closet. Maybe it's your war room. Maybe it's your someplace in your home that it's just a quiet place, but it's a sit place where you're just getting alone with God. It might be your bedroom. It doesn't have to be anywhere special, but it's that place where you're just seeking His face, very similar to the intimacy with your spouse. You're not going to be intimate out in public. You're going to be intimate in the private place. And that is what we're after with God. We want to be intimate with a private place. We have a private place designated just for Him, just to have intimacy with Him. And the second day we talked about the truth life preserver and how the enemy wants to feed us lies and feed us thoughts that aren't of God, and that we have to sift those out, so to speak, like we're painting for gold, and we have to find the gold, and we have to get rid of everything else. We have to get rid of the junk. And the gold in this, this sense would be the thoughts that God has towards you and the promises that God has for you in His word. So that was the sit place and the truth life preserver. And today, we're going to talk about your grace place, your grace place. And if you want to go back and dive into these, we are a little bit behind schedule because Friday we did talk about marriage and we had a marriage devotion where we learned about the five love languages. So if you missed that, go and tune into that. But so we're on day three. We should be, per the plan, we should be on day six. So if you want to hop on, you still have plenty of time since we're only on day three. That bit.ly link up there will take you right to the Bible plan, and you can start reading that with us. Day three, your grace place. From your sit place with God, know that He is the God of all grace. He is both the God of truth and God of grace. Choose to embrace Him of both of these attributes in your life situations. As the God of grace, He accepts love and values you unconditionally because of the work of Jesus at the cross. You are loved, always accepted, and worthy to be loved, and accepted by all of grace, only because of Jesus and His blood sacrifice. I want to read that again, because it's very important to go back and revisit this, because there are some people out there, there are Christians out there that have been walking with God for some time that don't feel worthy, that don't feel that they deserve to be loved by God. Yet they know the word, yet they read the Bible, they go to church, but deep down they don't feel like they deserve to be loved by God. As the God of grace, He accepts, loves, and values you unconditionally because of the work of Jesus at the cross. And this is what I want you to say out loud to yourself. You are loved. I am loved. I am always accepted. And I am worthy to be loved and accepted by the God of all grace, only because of Jesus and His blood sacrifice. Beloved, say that out loud to yourself. If you're having those thoughts where you don't feel loved or you feel distant from God, say those thoughts out loud. You've got to come against the fiery darts in the spiritual realm. Go back and look at Ephesians 6. It says, our war is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities and spirits. So as you're speaking this out, it's one thing to read it and ingest it. But when you speak it out, you're breaking up the atmosphere because your words have power. What did God do? On day one, he spoke it into existence. There's that much power in your tongue. So the reason I'm telling you to speak this out is because you're speaking it out and it's like fire. If you could picture fire in the spiritual realm, it's like fire burning up all of the false, all of the lies, all of the negative things that the enemy is trying to attack you with. There is no work you need to do to get his love or acceptance. When he says he loves you, it is because of his grace through the blood of Jesus. Nothing is required from you for him to love you every day, eternally. It is absolutely imperative you sit in your sit place with God to breathe in and believe in this truth until it is secure in your heart. This is grace. There is a second grace. You need the grace of God to live your life. If it is only with the help of the grace of, it is only with the help of the grace of God that you can live your life loved, forgiven, accepted, and loving and forgiving others. From this position of his loving you unconditionally, no work from you is needed. It is his desire that you love yourself, live truthfully free, and love others the same love he shows you. God offers his all-sufficient grace, trusting that you will join your will with his grace and experience his love and acceptance, and then do what he speaks to your heart and mind that will set you free and love others deeply from the heart. Live loved, love freely. Freely be as you've been given, freely give. Here's a reflection point for us. First, practice from your sit place with God, meditating on how he loves me. Listen to what you see in images, what you feel, what it looks like, breathing in and believing in he loves me. Do this as often as you can. Second, consider which of the four P's, performing, pleasing, perfecting, and pretending, block you in believing and receiving that he loves me unconditionally. Third, choose to embrace his grace and your will and do one thing that is he is speaking to your heart right now. For example, call a friend, replace a lie with truth, exercise, or forgive. That's heavy, beloved. There's action. There's action steps for us to take. Yes, we are loved. Yes, we are forgiven. Yes, we receive his grace and mercy through what Jesus did on the cross. But now there's some action steps for us. We have to go into that sit place. We have to go into that quiet place and be intimate with him. We have to let him minister to us. We have to let his love wash over us. How he loves us. David Crowder, yes, he loves me. Oh, how you need to let that wash over you. How much he loves you. And then you're going in and you're sifting out, am I performing? Am I trying to be pleasing? Am I trying to be perfect? Am I pretending? Or any of those four P's in your life? Because if those four P's are in your life, there's a blockage going on. Because that's not real. It's not authentic. You're trying to perform. There's nothing that you can do to earn your salvation. Being a good person is a lie straight. And being a good person to get you into heaven is a lie straight from the enemy. You know that. Being a good person will not get you to heaven. Beloved, if you don't know that, then I'm setting that fact straight. Being a good person alone will not get you into heaven. It's by confessing Lord Jesus as your Christ and Savior. That's step one. And pleasing. Are you doing it to please and thinking that you have to please God with what you've done? No. You are a finished product. What Jesus did on the cross is finished. It's paid. Your debt is paid for sin. Now, we are not allowed to stay in that sinful act, in that sinful mindset. As we come to Jesus, as we come to cross, we nail those sins to the cross and we repent. we repent, we leave those behind, and we move away from those things. We move away from those secret sins. We move away from those hidden vices that want to keep you in the clutches of the enemy. Perfecting. Perfect. Perfect. I love to be perfect. I don't like messing up. I don't like having an error, anything that I do, whether it's teaching on scripture, whether it's in my career, whether it's missing it when I discipline my children. I like to be perfect, but that is a lie. We are walking with the grace of God. The grace is sufficient. The grace is what's going to allow us to walk in His power and authority. And pretending, the facade that you have it all together, that we don't need God's love, we don't need God's grace, that I'm good. Those four P's have to go. He loves you unconditionally. Embrace that grace. Call a friend. Replace a lie. Truth. Replace a lie with truth. You get in that word. John 1:17, for the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God through Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:10, but whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out His special favor on me, and not without results. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles, yet it was not I, but God who was working through me by His grace. 1 Peter 2:24, He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we could be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His stripes you are healed. By His stripes you are healed. Beloved, the healing is there. You have to walk into it. Talks about that in Isaiah, that He was pierced for our transgressions, wounded for us. By His stripes we are healed. Last scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Each time He said, my grace is all you need. My grace is sufficient. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. Amen. A lot was released today. A lot was released today. Whatever you need, pick it up and receive it. Take it to your heart. Let God deal with you. He'll deal with you so tenderly. But He's after your heart. He's after your heart. Amen. Father, we thank You so much for Your word today. We thank You for our time together. Lord, we thank You for what Jesus did on the cross. We thank You that there's no work that we could do to achieve salvation. We thank You for the facades that are coming down right now in Jesus' name. We thank You for the perfection, the desire to be perfect, that is unrealistic. We cast that down right now in the name of Jesus. And the pretend spirit that pretends that we have it all together. Father, as we just read, it's through our weakness that we are made strong. So Lord, we release that. We release the four P's out of us right now so we can walk holy, sanctified before You. Father, we desire to walk in the goodness. We desire to walk in Your power. We desire to walk in obedience to Your commands. So, Father, guide us today. Holy Spirit, guide us where we need to go, where You need us to be, who You need us to speak to, who You need us to deliver, who You need us to heal, who You need us to deliver salvation to. Father, I choose to be obedient to that. I choose to be obedient to You. We thank You for going before us. We thank You for fighting our battles. We thank You for Your provision. Lord, we thank You that Your mercies are new every single morning. We repent from our sins. We turn from those. And we choose today to leave those in the past where they belong. Father, we love You. We take up the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the loins girt about with truth, and the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And we've prepared today for this day. Use us, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow.